friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Doctors thought he'd never survive, but faithful parents refused to give up on baby with no nose. Written by Hallie Wells, read by Julie Provost. Harrison Gray Canellas has been defying medical odds for 22 years, but with a brand new nose, he's playing a bright future, one no doubt filled with major accomplishments. Gray Canellas is one of two sons of John and Mary Jo Canellas of Flower Mound, Texas. John and Mary Jo learned they were expecting their first child in 2001, and everything seemed to be going fine until the day of the sonogram at 20 weeks. Mary Jo told people the tech kept taking longer and longer, and then went to get the doctor. At that point, we knew something was going on. Still, they were not prepared for the news that the doctor delivered. Doctors told the couple that the images did not show a nose. They did not expect the baby to breathe on its own, and they feared he would not survive. Additional tests confirmed that baby Canellas did indeed not have a nose, had problems with his legs and feet, and likely would be born with some degree of brain damage. For John and Mary Jo, a minister and church secretary, respectively, terminating the pregnancy was not an option. Mary Jo told people, "We thought, this baby is still our gift and our joy, and you don't turn down a gift. But I cried constantly. I had no idea if I'd get to meet my son." Born 5 weeks early via emergency C-section, Gray faced a myriad of medical challenges. As expected, Gray had no nose and was born without eyelids. Gray's little legs were turned in more than 90 degrees, his feet were missing toes, and he'd been born without a right frontal lobe. This left him with limited mobility on his left side. However, the infant was able to breathe on his own, and he was even able to leave the hospital NICU after only 1 week. Once home, Gray's care required tremendous time and energy. The couple exercised their son's legs, cleaned and dressed his nasal area, and continually lubricated his eyes until he was given eyelids through surgery at 6 months. Gray Canellas is now 22 years old, and he has had nearly 30 surgeries. 11 were connected with his nose reconstruction alone. Despite all this, Gray is a healthy and happy young man. He enjoys baseball, listening to music, and helping at his church. His parents homeschool Gray, and he has grown up with the same friends he had since childhood. His tight-knit church community has provided him with stability and abounding love. Gray shared, "I watch movies with friends, play video games. Nobody has ever treated me differently." While John and Mary Jo have worked tirelessly to provide their son with the best and most normal upbringing possible, they don't claim to be special. John stated, "People say God gives special needs kids to special parents, but we were like every other parent, just dealing with each day as it comes." Likewise, Gray's parents have installed determination and resilience in their son. Reverend Canellas says, "We taught him not to feel sorry for himself because many other people deal with disabilities too. We told him, this is the way God made you, that's all." Gray Canellas is now left with only 2 surgeries remaining. He has had a total nose reconstruction, which is a very rare and complicated process. Along the way, Gray has had a cartilage from his ribs and skin from his thighs grafted, and he's had a skin expander inserted in his forehead to create excess skin to be used during the reconstruction surgery. Dr. James Thornton, Gray's reconstructive surgeon at UT Southwestern Medical Center, said, "Very, very few people have had to do total nasal reconstruction. Just to make that base required an 11-hour operation skin tissue transfer from his arm. It's very difficult." Soon, the arduous process of building Gray's nose will be fully completed, and he hopes to have a nose that looks like his paternal grandfather's. "He's an artist in New York," Gray says. "I can't wait to not have my life interrupted by surgeries anymore. I can finally start planning ahead." His plans include taking vocational training with the Texas Workforce Commission. Gray hopes to help others with disabilities learn to manage daily challenges. John and Mary Jo have drained their savings over the years to pay for Gray's medical bills, but they have no regrets. If you'd like to donate to Gray's Nose Reconstruction Fund, check out his GoFundMe. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. James 1:12.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Michael Strahan's daughter details her agony after the family got devastating news. Written by Heather Riegelman. Read by Julie Provost. Michael Strahan's daughter details her agony after the family got devastating news she had brain cancer. 19-year-old Isabella Strahan was supposed to be enjoying the first few moments of freedom during her freshman year of college. Instead, she found herself battling excruciating headaches and feeling unbalanced. She assumed it was something like vertigo and had no idea her pain would take a turn for the worse. A few weeks after the initial onset of her pain, Isabella and her family learned she had cancer. She was in for the fight of her life. No one expected her to open up and share just how hard the journey towards being cancer-free can be. Her father, Michael, was in agony, watching his baby girl fight moment after moment of pain. In a candid blog titled Vlog 8, Recovering from Chemo at Home, Isabella courageously opened up about the intense physical and emotional pain she endured during her treatment journey with her father and family by her side. With raw honesty, she describes the agony of radiation, linking it to a heart attack, while struggling to find relief for her headaches and discomfort. As parents, it's natural to feel helpless and overwhelmed when our children face adversity. But Isabella's unwavering faith and authenticity shine through, reminding us that even in the darkest times, there is strength to be found in trusting God's plan. He felt helpless when he learned she would need emergency surgery. His daughter's life was in God's hands. Despite the excruciating pain and fear of potential complications, Michael remains steadfast in his belief that God is watching over his daughter. Her bravery in the face of uncertainty is a powerful testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the unwavering protection of God. Michael is in awe of his daughter, too. Despite being in pain and having to relearn simple things like learning how to walk, she would still smile and hold simple but profound conversations with him, friends, and family. The day Isabella had her final round of radiation, she got to ring the bell. Michael stood next to her with a proud papa smile on his face. Isabella and Michael talked to Robin Roberts about her journey, who encouraged them both, stating, "You are a thriver because you are making your mess your message." "In a lot of ways, I'm the luckiest man in the world because I got an amazing daughter," he said. "I know she's going through it, but I know we're never given more than we can handle, and she is going to crush this." Though her journey isn't over, Isabella finds solace in the love and support of her family. She cherishes precious moments spent with her father, Michael Strahan, and twin sister Sophia. Their unwavering presence by her side is a source of strength and comfort, reinforcing Isabella's belief that she is never alone in her struggles. Amid life's most significant challenges, Michael stands beside his daughter, his love unwavering, his faith unshakable. Together, they face each day with courage, knowing they are never alone in their struggles. As they navigate this journey hand in hand, Michael's heart swells with pride for the remarkable young woman Isabella has become, a beacon of hope, courage, and unwavering faith in the face of adversity. But Jesus beheld them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Matthew 19:26.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.